弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主给我们从2024年聚会到2025年。
Thank the Lord that He has allowed for us to meet from 2024 to 2025.
我们主的恩典让我们来进入这新的一年。
And by His grace, we have entered a new year.
但是我们的主的心更是盼望在新的一年里头他的旨意能够早日的成就。
Even more so in his heart, our Lord's desire is that his will be quickly done.
所以巴不得我们在这新的日子里头还在主的恩典当中我们生命都有长进。
We praise and thank the Lord that may it be in these days that our hearts will increase and mature.
我们都能够做一个警醒等候主回来的人。
That we all would be those who are alert, awake to await his return.
早晨我们还继续来交通到我们这一次特会最后一天的信息。
This morning we'll continue with the last message of the conference.
我们再来看我们所读过的一点经文。
Let us turn to a passage that we have read before.
我们还是先看以斯拉记。
We'll first read from the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记，我们看第五章。
Ezra chapter 5.
以斯拉记第五章第一节到第二节。
We'll read Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
那时先知哈该和一多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them.
我们再看哈该书。
Let us also turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书第一章第十二节。
Haggai chapter 1, verse 12.
那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨大的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话，和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jozadak the high priest with all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord.
耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨大的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓的心，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们神的殿做工。这是大力乌王第二年六月二十四日。
And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel governor of Judah and the spirit of Joshua the son of Jozadak the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the fourth and twentieth day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king.
我们再来看第二章。
Also, Haggai chapter 2.
虽然是一整章的圣经，但是我们只能够把它都念完了。
It is the entire chapter, but we must read through it.
第二章七月二十一日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“你要晓谕犹大省长撒拉提儿子所罗巴伯和约撒大的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓，说：你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿？从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何呢？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？”
In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you and saw this house in her glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing?
耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强；约撒大的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的，这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。那时，我的灵住在你们中间。”你们不要惧怕，万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再次震动天地，沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, said of the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, said of the Lord, and work, for I am with you, said of the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus said of the Lord of hosts, Yet once it is little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said of the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, said of the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said of the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said of the Lord of hosts.
大流王第二年九月二十四日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“万军之耶和华如此说，你要向祭司问律法说，若有人用一斤兜剩肉，这一斤挨着饼和汤和酒和油和别的食物，便算为剩吗？”祭司说：“不算为剩。”哈该又说，若有人因摸死尸染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的那一样，这物算为污秽吗？祭司说，必算污秽。于是哈该说，耶和华说，这民这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此，他们在坛上所献的也是如此。现在你们要追想，此日以前，耶和华的殿没有一块石头立在石头上的光景。在那一切的日子，有人来到各堆想得二十斗指的石斗，有人来到酒池想得五十桶指的二十桶。在你们手下的各样工作上，为旱风、美乱、冰雹攻击你们，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的。你们要追想此日以前，就是在这九月二十四日起追想的立耶和华根基的日子，唱里有各种吗？葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果。从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
In the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his garment do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of this, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is this very work that of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press of fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands. Yet ye turned not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, even from the day the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn?
7月24日, 耶和华的话二次临到哈该说你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说我必震动天地我必倾覆列国的宝座除灭列国的势力并倾覆战车和坐在其上的 马匹跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。万军之耶和华说：“我仆人撒拉铁儿子所罗巴伯到那日，我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。”这是万军之耶和华说的。
Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And again, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, said of the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, said of the Lord, and will make thee as a signet ring, for I have chosen thee, said of the Lord of hosts. Let us have a further word of prayer.
天父，我们满心感谢你把我们带领直到如今。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank thee that thou hast led us until now.
我们为着这过去几天你在这聚会当中与我们同在，向我们说话。
For these past few days, we praise and thank thee for thy presence that have spoken to us.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we bow our head and worship thee.
但愿在这末了的一个早晨，我们再一次聚集在你的面前。
And this last morning, as we gather in thy presence once again,
我们祈求你的灵继续运行在这个聚会当中。
We pray that thy spirit will continue to move freely in our midst.
我们仰望主打开我们的心灵来盛装你自己末了要向我们说的话。
Lord, we look unto thee to open up our hearts.
主啊，只有你的话说到我们里面来，我们才能够活了。Only
Lord, when Thy word speaks within us, then we liveth.
只有你的话说到我们里面来，我们才能够更新过来。Only
when Thy word speaks within us, then we are renewed from within.
也只有你的话，就是圣灵说到我们里面，我们才能够明白你那永远的心意。Only
when Thy word is spoken within, deep within us, the Holy Spirit would be open to understand Thy will.
因此，我们仍然侍立在你的面前，向你说，主啊，请你向我们说话。Therefore,
once again, we come before Thee, Lord, and we say unto Thee, Lord, speak unto us.
我们等候，我们仰望你。
We await for thee and we look unto thee.
赏赐你的同在,
grant thy presence with us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神，神的话让我们看见。
We thank God that His word shows us.
在神的心意里面，他永远所盼望的就是要住在他百姓的中间。
In His heart, it is always to dwell amongst His people. He is willing to dwell with man. Therefore, through the temple, through the tabernacle, he manifests his will to us.
只可惜人的心没有办法能够 了解神的心肠。
But sadly, man is not able to understand this heart desire of God.
外在的会圣所固然已经存在了。
Even though the outward temple is there.
然后我们却看见说神的百姓却叫神的心一再的难过。
Yet we see the people of God continue to sadden God's heart.
但是我们感谢神，因着他在地上一直寻找那合乎他心意的人。
But we thank God, He continues to seek after those who are after His heart.
要来成就他自己那一个的心意。
In order to accomplish his heart's desire.
所以我们感谢主，终有一天神得着那他亲自为他做见证说我寻的那合我心意的人。
We praise and thank God one day he's able to seek and find that which he himself testified. Now I found a man after my own heart.
实在我们就看见了神为着他自己预备了这个人。
And in fact, we do see God have prepared such an individual.
所以到了这个到了时候你就看见这个人表现了他对神的心意的那一个的那个的情况。
In due time, we're able to see such a one manifest God's desire.
虽然帐幕迁移已经来到示罗了。
And even though now the tabernacle, the tent has moved to Shiloh.
但是你却看见人在那的侍奉一点都不能够满足神的心。
We can see man's service there does not satisfy the heart of God.
结果你看见圣职父约柜都被掳到腓利士。
Even to a point, we see that Ark was captured in the land of the Philistines.
但是我们感谢神，我们看见大卫向着神的心。
But we're able to see David's heart toward God.
他虽然登上了这一个的宝座的位上。
Even though now David is on the throne.
但是诗篇一百三十二篇告诉我们说。
But in Psalm 132, it tells us.
也正是我们早晨所唱的诗歌，让我们所看见的。
It is also the psalm which we sang this morning that shows us.
大卫一想到神的约柜没有一个居所。
The thought of that the covenant ark of the covenant of God does not have a dwelling place.
大卫的心一想到约柜已经不知所踪。
And when the thought crossed David's heart, I don't know where the ark of God is.
他的心就极其难过。
And he was greatly saddened and sorrowful.
正如同诗篇所说，他不能上他的床榻。
And as the psalmist says, he cannot go up to his bed.
他不能合眼睡觉。
And he cannot slumber or give sleep to his eyelids.
一直在打听到底这约柜在什么地方。
Until he find out a place for the Lord, where is the ark?
虽然在那个时候坐在位上的扫罗。
And even though the one who was enthroned at that time was Saul.
他在位上，但是他从来没有关心过神约柜的事情。
Though he had the position, yet he was never mindful of the matter of the ark.
感谢神，神实在是体贴这个大卫向着他爱他的心。
And we praise and thank God because he is very mindful of David's heart who was after God's own heart.
所以诗篇告诉我们说，大卫说我们在以法他的时候就听见了这个约柜了。
And we praise and thank God in Psalm 132 it says, For as lo we have heard of it, the ark at Ephrah.
他在以法他他就晓得约柜在哪里。
And from Ephratah he knows where the ark is.
他在那里要寻找。
And there he was to seek.
直到在基列耶林的时候。
Until it was at Kiriath-Jearim.
他把约柜抬回来。
And he was able to retrieve the ark.
虽然他有他不够认识的事情的发生。
Even though David still had his shortcoming of not understanding.
但是终究他把约柜用祭司的肩膀抬进来到他为着约柜预备的帐幕。
At last, he understood and had the priest shoulder carry on their shoulders the ark into the tent which he has prepared.
这不仅仅满足了大卫寻找约柜的心意。
This not only satisfied David's heart desire to find the ark.
这更满足了神的心意。
But this also satisfied the heart of God.
因此我们相信神，因着这个缘故，
Therefore,
神虽然不让大卫来建造他的圣殿。
Therefore, we understand even though God did not allow for David to build the temple.
神却把那个殿的图样亲手的画给这个大卫。
Yet God gave the very blueprint for the temple with his own finger unto David.
所以我们才有看见说当所罗门做王的时候。
Therefore one can see when Solomon was on the throne.
他照着他父亲从神得来的意象。
From the vision which he received from his father David.
他把这个殿建造起来。
Solomon was able to build the temple.
这个殿可以说实在是极其荣耀的殿。
And we can say this was a very magnificent, very grand temple.
这个殿不仅在这 整个以色列百姓带来兴奋的一种光景。
This temple not only brought all the excitement and thrill in the land of Israel.
这个殿与具了所罗门自己那个辉煌的光景。
And this not only described just of the prosperity of the days of Solomon.
也吸引了周边的列国。
It also attracted all the nations surrounding them.
一直到我们可以说万国来朝。
We can say all the nations came to bow.
很照着人来看。
And according to man,
神的心意在此满足了。
This time, the heart of God was satisfied.
人也能够满意了。
And man is also content.
因为圣殿荣耀的圣殿建造起来了。
Because now the glorious temple has been built.
因为神显明了他自己的同在。
Because God has manifested his own presence.
神的荣耀大大的充满在这个殿的里面。
And God's great glory greatly filled the temple.
我们相信在那个时候没有一个以色列百姓不欢呼。
And we can understand there is no Israelite, none all of them rejoice and are glad.
然而好景不长
But the good times did not remain.
不多的时候神就要离开这个殿
And shortly after, God had to depart from this temple.
不多的时候我们看见那败落的光景就发生了
And not long after, we see of their downfall.
不多的时候我们看见国就分裂了
Very quickly, we see the kingdom divided.
更是我们看见说到了有天这个荣耀的圣殿都被拆毁
And even one day we see this glorious temple being destroyed.
神的百姓被掳到巴比伦
And the people of God were in captivity in Babylon.
落在极其痛苦的可怜当中
And they were in the utmost despair and sadness.
他们说我们在加巴鲁河边挂起我们的竖琴在柳树上
And they even say they have hung their harps on the willow by the river Chebar.
他们在那里我们没有办法唱歌没有办法弹琴
And there they cannot sing their songs or play their harps.
虽然不错环境慢慢改变他们能够舒服一点
And even though the times change a bit and they receive some comfort.
但是只要想到神的殿
But whenever they thought about the house of God.
只要一个人心想到神
Whenever there's someone who thought of God.
在神的灵在他里面给他一点点点的感动
and when the Spirit of God would stir them even in a little way,
他都没有办法能够得到满足
they cannot be satisfied.
很可惜大体的犹太的渔民
but the grand,most of the remnant of Israel,
在那个逐渐好像舒畅的环境的当中
perhaps now in their comfort of their surroundings,
他呢被那个好的环境所迷糊了
they have been deceived by the comfort of their surroundings now.
他们被他们自己聪明所发明的那个会堂所糊涂去了
and they have been made folly of the wise scheme of their own to have the synagogue
他们以为说他们可以会堂里面读律法书
and they can think they gather in the synagogue to read the Torah
他们以为说在他们中间还有祭司还有长老们
and in their midst there are still the chiefelders and the fathers and the priests.
他们以为说外邦的政权没有给他们极大的这个压力。
And then the government did not give them too much pressure.
他们以为说这样的敬拜侍奉就已经能够满足神也满足他们了。
If I serve and worship this way, I'm satisfied and this will also satisfy God.
但是我们在天上的神从来都不能满足。
But our God in heaven was never satisfied.
因为他总要住在人的中间。
Because he desires to tabernacle with man.
因为他真巴不得他来到神百姓的中间。
He so much desires to dwell amongst his people.
所以他等着他自己的时间。
So in his time,
到了时候照着他所应许的。
According to his own promise.
当然我们说过了就是因着有人心向着神。
And we know that is whenever there's a heart that turns toward God.
我们也从神的话明显看见那个与神同工的但以利。
We're able to see Daniel who works together with God.
因着他在神面前的祷告
And because of his prayer before God,
神工作了
God work.
所以让这些百姓他们得以在外邦的君王的下的诏书底下回来
Therefore the people was even under the decree of a Gentile king able to return.
他们回来当然很清楚的目的就是为着建造神的殿
Of course a very clear purpose of a return is to build the house of God.
他们回来建造神的殿
They returned to build the house of the Lord.
从我人来看这是外邦君王的恩慈
And this in man's view it is by the grace of a Gentile king.
从神的话明显给我们看见这是神的心意
But in the word of God we clearly see this is God's own desire.
神为着他自己心里所预备一切的环境和人物。
According to his own desire, he prepared all the people and all the time.
才让这些百姓回来。
Allow for the people to return.
我们也感谢神。
And we thank God.
虽然回来他们遭遇了艰难。
Even though upon their return there were challenges.
原来在那地方亚述把他们迁来的这些百姓。
All the people that dwell in the land because the Syrians had put them there.
他们起来对付他们。
And they rose up to deal against the Israelites.
他们起来多方的搅扰他们。
And they tried to frustrate all their plans.
但是可惜这些神的百姓。
Yet these people of God.
他们在那种的环境当中。
Even under that circumstance.
他们没有在那里祷告他们的神。
They did not seek and pray to their God.
他们没有在那想为着什么的缘故。
They did not consider why.
他们不像我们从新约里头所看见的教会受逼迫的时候。
Unlike the church in the New Testament when the church was persecuted.
使徒行传十二章让我们看见说。
In the book of Acts chapter 12 it tells us.
希律把雅各约翰的哥哥雅各都把他杀了。
That Herod had beheaded the brother of John James.
他得寸进尺也把这个彼得把他抓去了。
He saw this pleased the people, so he also arrested Peter.
他等了要他过了逾越要把他干掉。
And he was going to also kill Peter.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
教会就切切的祷告。
That the church prayed earnestly.
结果那一个晚上神行了奇妙的事。
And so even on that evening, there was a miracle wonder that God did.
叫天使把大彼得领了出来。
That the angel had taken Peter.Peter out.
这件事情对于彼得他好像做梦了一样。
And for Peter, it's as if he had dreamed.
这件事情叫正在祷告的教会那一群人他们都不能相信。
And even those who pray, the very ones who pray, they could not believe it.
因为教会切切的祷告。
Because the church prayed earnestly.
神就扭转了整个的情况。
God turned this completely around.
但是很可惜这被掳的渔民。
But the remnant in these days.
他们遭遇逼迫。
They were persecuted.
他们遇到仇敌的攻击
and they were attacked by the enemy.
圣经却没有给我们看见
the Bible did not show us.
他们来到神的面前祷告
that they came into the presence of God to pray.
他们没有因着他们的不明白
they did not come because they did not understand.
他们并没有因着他们遇到搅扰的一种的光景
because of this disturbance of this condition.
他们来询问他们的神
did they come to seek their God.
反过来人的聪明叫他们想到说
but in the man's wisdom they thought
建造耶和华的殿的时候尚未来到
It is not yet time to build the house of God
所以他宁可为着自己在那努力
So rather for their own labor
好听一点他们说神固然把我们领回来了
So we put it in a very nice way Yes, God have led us back
但是我们也知道说神做事总有他的时间
But we always know that when God works He has his time
虽然我们回来了
Now even though we return
但是如今还不是神建殿的时候。
But yet it is still not yet time for God to build the temple.
所以我们只好等候。
So we'll wait.
我们就并不光在那白白坐在那等候。
But we cannot just sit around and wait.
我们想神还是让我们先处理我们自己的事情。
So perhaps God wants us to take care of our own affairs first.
没有想到这进去显出了他们肉体的软弱。
But this truly exposed the weakness of our flesh.
是的，神兴起环境。
Yes, God rose up the circumstances.
这一面给我们看见是仇敌没有一个时刻不来破坏神的旨意。
This on the one hand shows us the enemy is constantly coming to destroy the will of God.
人如果活在神面前活得准确的话
If it is not by God's allowance
他就临终会明白说这是出于神的仇敌。
And it is clearly in the word of God this is from the enemy.
但是人如果活在自己肉体里头的话
But if man continues to live in the flesh
尽管环境明明地告诉他这是仇敌的工作
Even though environment clearly shows us this is the attack of the enemy
但是还有千百个理由告诉我们说我们等候神自己的手段
But yet there's still so much reasoning in the heart to say let's wait for the time the hand of God
所以我们连祷告我们就失去了这个的心思
So even then we will lose the desire the thought to pray and seek God
相反我们用自己的理由来替自己解说
On the contrary we use our own reason to reason this away
这正是神的百姓
And this is the people of God
因着这个缘故
And because of this reason
你看见这个工程就停 停止下来了。
The work ceased.
一直到了大力乌王的第二年。
Until the second year of King Darius.
他们在先知神所兴起的先知哈该和撒加利亚的劝勉底下。
And under the encouragement, the help of the prophets, Zechariah and Haggai.
他们才再起来重新的做工。
Then once again, they rose up to work.
弟兄姊妹们，16年的时间
，brothers and sisters for 16 years，
在那忙忙碌碌的为自己生活的人来说
，and amidst of these years they were busy about with their own lives，
一点都没有感到这个迫切
，did not feel the urgency whatsoever。
但是16年的光景里头
，and in these 16 years，
那些心向着神的人。
Those whose hearts were toward God.
没有一天不着急啊。
They were all anxious every day.
他们就摸着神的心。
Because they touched the heart of God.
他们就体会神的心肠是何等的迫切。
They were mindful of how anxious the heart of God is.
甚至何等盼望早一点看见他的殿被建造起来。
And how those who yearned wanted the temple to be quickly built.
所以我们相信那哈该正是这样子的人。
And I believe Haggai was one of them.
所以神兴起这个老人家。
So God rose up this elderly man.
当然神也兴起撒加利亚。
Of course, God also rose up Zechariah.
神兴起哈该，兴起撒加利亚来。
God rose up these two men, Haggai and Zechariah.
神借助他们来劝勉神的百姓。
And through them, they encourage the people of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
因着神的时候
，Because of the time of God.
神自己来做工。
He himself began to work.
因着神的时候
，And because of his time.
神把他寻得的人显明出来了。
God have exposed, make me reveal those of His.
也因着神的时候
，and because of God's time,
你就看见这为神说话的人
，we're able to see those who speak for God.
他所说的话就带着能力。
The words are spoken with power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters,
我们人的难处
，now difficulty with us,
环境已经在那里说话了。
The environment is already telling us.
环境在那里也给我们一点提醒了。
And the circumstances remind us.
但是很多时候我们因着我们的糊涂
but so many times because of our own
foolishness 我们没有醒觉过来
we were not awakened
我们甚至不好像罗马书告诉我们的
it is just as it tells us in Romans
就像我们还没有蒙恩的时候的光景
and even when we were foolish
明明神所造的一切的造物里头
all of his creation we can clearly see
我们知道有一位神
and we know there is God
但是我们却因着景象
but because we are stiff-necked.
我们却在那前显出自己的愚昧。
And that really exposed our own foolishness.
我们还不以他为神。
And we did not honor him as God.
不把神所当的荣耀来归给他。
And we did not give glory unto him.
我们不要以为这是以前的光景。
Do not think this is only the condition of the past of others.
尽管你我这些蒙恩的人。
Even for us who are saved by grace.
神也常常就是环境已经向我们说话。
Many a time through the circumstances, God is speaking to us.
但是神的百姓常常还是在糊里糊涂的光景当中。
But so many times we are still very foolish.
然而我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神终究是爱的神。
At the end, He is a God of love.
也是为着他的旨意要成就他工作的神。
And He is a God who will complete His own will.
所以你就看见神兴起了哈该与撒加利亚。
So we see that God rose up Haggai and Zechariah.
神用着他们来替神说话。
And God used them to speak for him.
这不是人的话。
This is not the word of man.
这乃是神的话。
This is the word of God.
所以你看见神的话带着能力。
So the word of God has power.
劝勉的话进了人的心里面来。
And the word of encouragement enter into the heart of man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不管我们个人也好。
Whether individually.
不管是神的教会也好。
All the church of God corporately.
只有听见神的话。
Only when we hear the word of God.
只有真的是神出于神的话。
If it be the word of God.
你都看见那个话必须带着能力。
We can see that word has power.
没有一次从神而来的话。
There's not once that the word of God
是不带着能力。
Lacks power.
只有两个原因。
There's only two reasons.
那不是出于神的话。
First, it is not the word of God.
只有另外一个原因。
And another reason.
那就人的心的刚硬。
That is because of the stiffness and the hardness of our heart.
不然的话，神的话进到人的里面。
Otherwise, when the word of God enters into us,
他要带着能力。
The word has power.
他要叫人的心转回。
It is to turn our hearts.
他要叫人知道说这是出于神。
So that we know this is of God.
神就要负他的责任。
And God will be responsible.
神 家显明他的话的信实。
And God will manifest the faithfulness of His word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
你我跟随主，也许越多或多或少的时间
，You and I as we follow the Lord，
我们都能够体会一点。
We all understand，
这不就是我们的头脑
？It is not our minds，
不是说我们做神的话是能力。
We can not only say the word of God has power，
而是当我们碰见一事情的时候
，But when we encounter anything，
我们真的听见神的话
，And when we truly hear the word of God，
我们真的想起神的话来了
，And we recall the word of God，
你就看见说这个话就不是道理。
Then we know this word is not doctrine，
你就看见这话是带着能力。
But this word has power，
这个话是带出一种光景来。
This word will bring forth this condition，
将是真看见。
That we will truly see，
神的话句句带着能力。
That all the word of God， every single word has power。
弟兄姊妹们，我想我们都有这样子的经历。
Brothers and sisters， we all have experienced this。
我们都相信神的话实在是如此。
We know this is the way the word of God is。
弟兄姊妹们，是不是这样
？Right, brothers and sisters。
确实，当我们真的听见神的话。
Yes, when we truly hear, receive the word of God。
神真说话了。
When God truly speaks。
神的话就带着能力。
And God has spoken, it has power。
在我成长的里面，服事的当中
，as in my growth, in my service，
我们的确体会一件事情。
We truly understand this。
只要是神的话
，as long as it is the word of God，
不管我们是怎么样情形
，regardless of our condition，
只要神说了
，God has spoken，
那一句话
，that word，
就是能力的话。
Power is a word of power。
有一次礼拜五晚上
，there's one Friday evening，
忽然之间发烧了。
Suddenly I had fever.
礼拜天就要讲道。
And I had to speak on Sunday.
整天礼拜六。
All day Saturday.
都不退下来。
That the fever did not go down.
已经到了礼拜五晚上。
It was on Saturday evening.
已经到了礼拜六了。
And then Saturday come.
那要请同工帮忙也是非常不合理了吧。
Even I ask a co-worker to take my place, it is unreasonable.
我想想要把担子搁在别人家的肩膀上，实在是过不去了。
I cannot get by if I lay this burden upon another.
所以我也不好意思通知我的同工。
So I felt embarrassed to ask another co-worker.
只能够在主面前祷告。
So I pray before the Lord.
只能求主怜悯。
I ask for the Lord's mercy.
但是整天礼拜六还是发烧。
All of Saturday, I was still feverish.
到了礼拜六深夜还在发烧。
Even in the middle of the night Saturday, I was feverish.
那怎么办呢？
What do I do?
只有在想神面前说明天怎么办呢？
I say to God, God, what do I do tomorrow morning?
明天如何啊？
What about tomorrow?
感谢神。
Thank God.
就在快到天亮的时候。
Even in the early morning.
神的话来了。
The word of God came.
神的话叫我想起他，我们的主到了彼得的岳母的家去了。
And the Lord caused me to recall when our Lord was at Peter's mother-in-law's house.
那句话对我，给我看见说，我们的主伸手摸彼得的岳母。
And it reminded me how the Lord touched Peter's mother-in-law.
热就退去。
And the fever went away.
他就起来服侍耶稣。
And she got up and served Jesus.
我说感谢赞美主。
I say praise and thank the Lord.
你的话带着能力。
Your word is power.
你说了就是。
And you spoke and it is.
到了早晨起来的时候。
And in the morning when I got up.
感谢主烧都退了。
I thank the Lord, my fever went away.
服侍一点都不受影响。
There was no impact to the service.
这并不是我的抵抗力好。
It's not because I have a good乃
是神的话
but it's only by the word of God
弟兄姊妹们只要神给我话
if God gives us the word
这个话就有能力
and that word is power
只要神说了
if he spoke
神就算
God will make it so
有一次我在聚会的时候
one time during the meeting
在前一天也是一样
it was the same the previous day
忽然之间喉咙一点声音都没有
suddenly I lost my voice
第二天讲上午一堂道下午一堂道
and next day I had a session in the morning, one in the afternoon.
我怎么办?
What do I do?
我到了聚会的地方去。
And I went to the meeting place.
你想想看，我们弟兄姊妹都非常有爱心啊。
And brothers and sisters love me dearly.
只要他口袋里面有点喉糖，他要送给我。
If they have a cough drop, they'll give it to me.
有护士马上送上这个药来了。
And if they have any medicine, they'll give it to me.
但是这个喉咙没有一种药能够帮助我。
But there's no medicine that'll help my throat open.
没有一个喉糖 堂可以叫我开声。
There's no cough drop that will do the work.
我坐在那里，心里面也实在是着急了。
And I was very anxious in my heart.
因为再过一阵子领诗完，我就要上台了。
Shortly after, when the hymn singing's over, I have to speak.
神，你负我的责任了。
Lord, you're responsible.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在那最后一分钟
啊。At the last moment.
神说。
God said.
谁造人的口？
And who is the creator, the maker of man's mouth?
谁使人口哑？
And who will make the dumb?
哎呀，这是神对摩西所说的话。
And God spoke these words to Moses.
神那天对我说这句话。
And God spoke these words to me on that morning.
我说感谢神。
I said, thank God.
是你使我口哑的。
Now you're the one who caused me to be dumb.
是你造我的口。
And you're a maker of my mouth.
我相信你负责任。
And I believe you're responsible.
上去。
And you go up.
当第一句话讲完了
And when I first spoke,
大家惊讶一番
Everyone was amazed.
第二句话声就开了
And I continued to speak.
到讲完
I was able to open my mouth and I
下来了
I came down.
没有声音了
I lost my voice again.
到了下午的时候
Now the afternoon session,
我还是靠着主的怜悯
It is still by the mercy of the Lord.
等到我上台的时候
Before I took the pulpit,
声音就回来了
The voice came back.
到了下台的时候
When I went down,
又没有声音了
And again I lost my voice.
那一个礼拜
The whole week,
都没有声音
I lost my voice.
感谢神
But thank God.
是神说了话。
It is because God has spoken.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
只有神说话。
As long as God speaks.
人的心才能够稳定。
Then our heart is established.
只有神说话。
Only when God speaks.
神的话在人的心里面才产生动力。
Then it will motivate us, give us power in our heart.
就因着神说话。
Because God has spoken.
他借着先知哈该撒加利亚
and God spoke through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah
来对神百姓说劝勉的话
and he gave them words of encouragement
来对神百姓说提醒的话
and words of reminder
特别我们读哈该书的时候
when we read Haggai
我们看见这话就进到神百姓的当中
we can see that these words enter into the heart of the people
所以圣经就告诉我们
so the Bible tells us
这个所罗巴伯和约书亚
soZerubbabel and Joshua.
他率领着神的百姓就起来动手建造神的殿。
Along with them, the people rose up and worked.
这实在是感谢神的。
And indeed, we thank God.
神的百姓醒悟过来了。
The people awoke.
神的百姓起来同心的建造。
The people worked together in oneness.
神的百姓愿在为着神摆上。
Now the people gave forth for God.
我相信他们现在在醒悟的里头。
Now in their awakening.
他们真的愿意从今以后。
Again from this point on.
他们在同心来为着神的殿，盼望把它尽早建造成功。
With one heart they desire to quickly finish the building work.
所以这些百姓们他们都在那统一的心思。
So the people have one heart.
在那里要建造这个殿
in order to finish the temple
但是没有想到人的软弱
but because of man's weakness
虽然愿意
even though we're willing
虽然也做了
and we have began the work
但是不知道从什么来的声音
but somehow there is a voice
不知道是出于谁的想法
and whoever thought of this
忽然给他们看见说
suddenly show them
虽然我们很努力
and we work so hard
我们也非常的摆上
and we put forth so much
现在几乎说我们在神的话的帮助底下排除仇敌的那个拦阻
and under the help of the word of God we have taken care of all the enemies
要来建造神的殿
now we're to build the temple of God
但是我们看看说
but let us look around
我们怎么造
how do we build
我们怎么建
how do we start
我们所建的殿
and this temple which we built
远远比不上从前我们祖宗的时候所建的殿
Compared to the previous temple, it is as if nothing.
我们所建造的殿
This temple which we built.
不要说比起所罗门所建的殿
Not only to compare to the temple of Solomon.
就连所罗门所建造的一部分我们都比不上
Even a portion of that temple, this is as nothing.
我们所建造的殿
This temple we have.
实在如同无有一样
It is as if it is nothing.
我们摆上那么多
We put forth so much.
我们实在是没有办法可以建造更大的殿
There's no other means why we'll build a grander temple.
这种 心思进到里面来。
And when this thought comes,
里面马上就沉下去了。
Immediately we are downcast.
里面就觉得泄气了。
Oh, then we lose all steam.
他们觉得我们做了做什么呢？
Oh, why are we doing this for at all then?
我们以为说我们回来了。
Oh, we thought we came back.
我们要建造殿。
We built the temple.
我们盼望所建的是极大的殿。
And we want to build a grand temple.
我们有这么多人的帮助。
Oh, we have so much help.
我们在王的这个诏书底下。
Even under the decree of the king.
我们既然回来。
If we came back.
要么就不回来。
Unless we don't come back.
要回来就好好的把殿建造成功。
But if I come back, it's going to go big.And big a grand temple.
神你是已经说了话了。
And God, you have spoken.
我们愿意摆上。
We're willing to give forth.
但是我们再看看目前的光景。
But look at our condition.
我们看看自己的情况。
Look at our condition.
竟然我们造的这殿就是造成功了。
Even if we finish the temple.
我们还是发现说这个殿好像没有一样。
This temple is still as nothing.
这怎么能够在人的面前呢来见证你的荣耀？
This is not presentable. It cannot testify of your glory.
这怎么能够在外邦人面前说神是在为我们行了大事呢？
And we cannot say to the Gentiles, God has done a great thing for us.
所以他们气邪了。
And so we lost all the steam.
他们软弱的表现又出来了。
And once again, the weakness of the flesh is exposed.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄们。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
我们也常常就是这样。
So many a times we are that.
我们不服侍主也罢了。
Oh, if it's this case, let me not serve at all.
我们一服侍主，我们总是盼望一鸣惊人。
If we serve, I'm going to make it big.
我们不上讲台也就算了。
If I don't speak, I don't speak at all.
我们上讲台就巴不得能够马上教会就大复兴了。
But if I speak, I'll bring forth a great revival.
所以多少的年轻人第一次上讲台的时候、啊、
So there are many young brothers who take the pulpit.
他整夜都是盼望明天教会大复兴了。
And they hope after their sermon, everyone will be greatly revived.
所以拼了老命在那预备讲章。
And so they strive in all energy to prepare.
哎呀，没有想到上到讲台不到15分钟，什么话都忘记。
No, but when they start to speak 15 minutes later, they forget everything they're about to say.
所以他非常的憔悴。
And so we become downcast.
非常的泄气。
And we lose all the motivation.
我并不是一个说话的人啊。
Oh, I'm not one to speak.
从今以后我不再会在站讲台了。
Oh, from now on, I'm not going to speak anymore.
因为神根本上看不起我啊。
Oh, because God has no, his eye is not on me.
并不是神看不起你。
It is not that God's eye is not on you.
乃是你太不认识你自己。
Oh, it's because we do not know ourselves well.
你以为你总是要为在那里，就是你才能够为神做大工。
We think we are the one who will do great work for God.
你以为说你一做就一定要大成功。
And we, when we are at work, then it will be done.
这是你自己把你自己看得太高。
Oh, we have exalted ourselves so highly.
你记得先知以利亚。
You remember the prophet Elijah.
他实在是为着神行了大事。
Oh, he did great things for God.
他面对到那450个巴利先知。
When he met 400 of the priests, the prophets of Baal.
他在加密山上面在那里打了一场伟大的胜仗。
Oh, he have won a great victory on Mount Carmel.
从他站在亚哈面前的那一天。
And even the day when he stood before Ahab.
他里面就充满了信心。
Oh, he has so much confidence.
因为是神打发他去。
Because God sent him.
因为是神听了他的祷告。
Because God heard his prayer.
他的话果然神照着他话显出了这个情形来。
And God did according to his word.
天果然三年零六个月不下雨。
And the heavens withheld the rain for 3 years and 6 months.
他在三年半的以后。
And after 3.5 years.
他站在加密山上面。
And when he was stood on Mount Carmel.
他与仇敌征战。
And he fought against the enemy.
这场的征战。
And this battle,
所有的人都现在能够说
everybody is able to say,
耶和华是神，耶和华的神
that the Lord God is God.
也因着他在那里筑坛
and because their altar was built,
神听了他的祷告
and God heard his prayer.
这是巴利的坛通通没有动静
and the altar of Baal had no activity at all.
天半点没有改动
and nothing changed throughout that time.
但是以利亚满了水在上面的坛
but the altar which Elijah built full of water,
你看见天要下雨
you can see that the heaven will pour forth rain.
天降下火来
and God had sent the fire down.
把所有坛上的祭 物的烧光。
And burned all the altars.
他对亚哈说赶快赶快跑。
And he said, Ahab, go, run.
因为天要下雨了。
Because the heavens will pour forth the rain.
因为他明显看见有片云在哪里。
Because he saw a cloud.
他告诉他仆人去告诉亚哈说
And he sent his servant to tell Ahab,
你赶快上马车走
Hurry up, get in your chariot and run.
但是下面怎么说
What then?
以利亚
Elijah
跑得比马车更快
Oh, he ran even faster than chariot.
以利亚赶着去到这个以色列
And Elijah ran to Israel.
伊利亚跑得那么快干嘛
And why did Elijah run so quickly?
为什么那么快
Why?
是因为雨快来了
Oh, because the rain is about to
come. 亚哈他可以坐在车上有车挡的
Ahab was on the chariot. He can have the rain cover.
我没有这个本领他也没邀请我上车
He did not invite me onto the chariot.
如果我不跑得快一点的话雨下来了不得了
If I don't run quickly, the rain comes. I'll get all wet.
我相信你读圣经你就可能是这样想
When we read the Bible, maybe that's our thought.
他为什么跑得那么快
Why did Elijah run so fast?
我个人相信他想在山上这些人站在那里都挥着他欢呼了
Now, because I think all those on the mountain were cheering for him.
他相信说他到了这个城门的那里去的时候
If he ran all the way to the city gate,
山下的百姓都在那欢迎他了
All the people of the city will welcome him.
因为他果然为着神打了这场胜仗
Because he did wrought a great victory for God.
他现在行了伟大的事情啊
And so now this is a great thing.
那些先知们
All the prophets.
那些假先知不必说了
I'm not speaking about the false prophets.
那些亚哈的家才收藏了一百个先知
And all the hundreds of false prophets of Baal.
他们虽名为先知他们没有做过那么伟大的事情、啊、
And even though they were named prophets, they did not do anything great.
所以他真巴不得他的成功能够让许多人都能够看得见
So Elijah wanted all the people to see his success.
但是没想到他就赶到以色列的城门
But when he was at the city gate of Jerusalem,
一个人都不在那里
No one was there.
听来的只有一句非常可怕的声音
But there was a dreadful voice which he heard
就是耶洗别告诉他明日这时候我不论把你的头脑下地愿神明重重的降罚你
Because he heard the voice of Jezebel If this time tomorrow I do not have your head I will be cursed
圣经怎么说
And what did the Bible say
圣经说以利亚一看这光景
AndThe Bible says when Elijah saw this,
他就起来逃命了
and he ran for his life,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
他就倒下来
He fell.
为什么倒下来
Why did he fall?
为什么这么软弱
Why did he fall this way?
他把自己看得太高了
He was so weak because he was exalted himself too highly.
所以你看见他来到神经面前
So he came before God.
他告诉神说
And he said to God,
所有的人都背弃你了
Now everyone now has rebelled against you.
只剩下我一人了
Only I remain.
所有的人都离弃你了
All have left you.
只有我以利亚
But only me, Elijah.
然而
But
我所做的
All that I've done,
却不胜于我的列祖
Is it not all more surpass all my forefathers?
换一句话说，在以利亚的心里面
In other words, in the heart of Elijah,
他认为说一不做二不休啊。
If I don't do it, then I won't do it at all.
我要做就做到胜于我列祖的更伟大的事业。
But if I begin to work, I will work to the most, even better than anyone before.
但是没有想到我今天落到如斯的地步。
But this is my end.
我竟然不如我的列祖。
That I'm not even as my forefathers.
所以他软弱了
So he became weak.
所以他在神面前甚至乎求死了
Even before God, he asked to die.
我既然做了那么大的事情都不能胜于我的列祖
Now, even I did so much great things, it's still not more than my forefathers.
我还什么脸面呢、啊
Oh, I have no face at all now.
我还有什么意义啊
Oh, what other meaning is there?
他没想到神对他说
But God said to him,
你真搞错了
Oh, you are wrong.
你所做的当然神是知道了
Of course, what you have done, I know.
神说我为自己留下7000人为向巴利屈膝了
God told Elijah, I have kept for myself 7000 who have not bent their knee to Baal.
你以为只有你站在我这一面吗
Do you think you're the only one on my side?
你以为只有 救你那么伟大的表现才是为着我站立吗？
Do you think the great thing which you have done is for me?
你以为你要做的事情叫做的极伟大吗？
Do you think this thing you did is so wonderful and great?
神给他看见说不在乎外面多伟大。
God showed Elijah is not how grand it is outward.
那是在你里面有没有听见我的话？
But is it within? Have you heard my voice?
所以你才看见神用崩山碎石 在那里给他看见。
We can see that in the experience of Elijah, even the mountains quake.
神在那里给他看见狂风大作。
There is the hurricane and all the outward noise.
但是圣经说虽然外面那么伟大。
And the Bible tells us even though there is so much great voice without and it is so grand.
那么惊人。
And it is so earth shattering.
耶和华却不在其中。
Yet the Lord God is not in that midst.
神要的乃是这个他的仆人。
But God is after his own servant.
回到里面来看。
To return within to see.
回到里面来思想。
To return and consider.
安静来听见神的话。
And be silent and hear the word of God.
可是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
多少的时候我们就是如此。
So many a times that is ours.
我们以为我们就是最伟大。
We think ourselves so great.
我们就以为我们最伟大的时代的人。
And we think we are great men of this time.
我们把神的信包揽在我们自己手上。
And then we have taken God into our own hands.
所以我们就以为说，假如不达到我的目的，
and we think if it's my will is not accomplished,
那我就宁可不干，
then I'd rather not do the work at all.
我们既然没有那么大的能力，
if I don't have this ability,
可以造的更伟大的圣殿，
and I cannot build a grander temple,
我们干来又有何用？
then what is this all work for then?
所以宁可我们不做，
so I'd rather not do it at all.
所以他们泄气。
And so they lost this.
明明因着先知的话，好像起来了。
But by the word of the prophet, seems like they rose up.
但是一下子再看环境。
But when they looked around again,
也是看看自己能力。
And they looked at themselves.
人的光景又显出来了。
Again, man's condition came out.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
神要做外面的事情，真的容易得很呐。
It is so easy for God to do the outward work.
因为圣经明明地告诉我们说。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly.
神说有就有，神命立就立啊。
God spoke and it was so. God commanded and it was stood fast.
天地宇宙穹苍那么伟大。
Heaven and earth were so grand.
都是神的话造成的。
It was all created by the very word of God.
神只要动他的手指头。
God just to point the finger.
什么事情都可以做出来了。
Everything can be done instantly.
正如同后面的话说，金是他的，银子也是他的。
Just as the Lord said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine.
神可以震动万国啊。
God can shake all the nations.
神要做的一点都不难。
It's not difficulty with God to work at all.
但是你没有想到在神的手里面。
But in the working hand of God.
不且这样说，最难对付的就是人。
What we can say in this way, the most difficult task at hand for God is us.
最难改变就是我们这些人。
And it's most difficult to change us.
但是神就百般的忍耐。
But God has forbearance for us manifold.
就是为着得着我们这些人。
It's in order to gain us.
神就百一般的忍耐，
and his manifold patience,
用着各种各样来得着我们，
in order to gain us,
来唤醒我们，
and to shake us, to wake us,
来呼召我们，
and to call us.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们、啊
oh, brothers and sisters,
如果神要把我们废弃，弹劾是极其容易的事情。
It is so easy for God just to give up on us.
如果神要另外造一种生物，也一点都不困难了。
If God had another creation, it is very easy.
只是神守着他自己起初的定规。
But God have kept his own covenant.
他定了旨意，照着他形象造的人，把地交给人。
And he has willed and created man in his own image, and has entrusted the land to man.
从那一天开始，神约束他的自己，都不做人，他就不做事。
From that day on, God has confined himself. If I do not gain man, I will not rest.
所以他只好忍耐等候。
So he will forbear and he have patience.
就像一首诗歌说，等我们慢慢心转变。
And just as the hymn says, until our hearts are turned.
是我们满心感谢神。
Yes, our hearts are filled with gratitude to God.
如果不是这个原因，
if it's not for this reason,
我们早就消灭。
We have been consumed long ago.
我们感谢 我们的神了。
We thank our God.
神实在是百般忍耐。
It is His manifold forbearance with us.
这些的百姓。
And so these people.
他们起来又下去。
They rise up and they fall again.
他们动工又停止。
They began to work and they ceased again.
他们以为自己能。
And they thought they were able.
看见自己的软弱。
But they see their own weakness.
他们又气馁。
And once again, they were discouraged.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神给他们看见。
God shows us.
你们以为你们现在所做的如同无有吗？
Even though in your eyes, this is all as nothing.
哦。
No.
有一天你们要看见。
One day you shall see.
再过不多时
in a short while,
我要震动天地
I will shake the heavens and earth.
我要这殿后来的荣耀大于先前
And the glory of this house, the latter glory of this house is greater than the former.
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters,
这的确是给神的百姓一个非常震撼的一个的话
That's greatly impactful words to the people of God.
你们看
See,
你们所造
all the work of your hand,
好像在你眼中如同无有啊
To you, it is as if nothing.
是
Yes.
但是我能做
But I am able.
我也要做
And I will do it.
设定
This temple,
你看是小
You see it's little.
有一天
But one day,
再过不多时
In a short little while,
我要使那殿多大的荣耀大于先前的荣耀
The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former.
哎呀，我不知道弟兄姊妹们。
I don't know, brothers and sisters.
那人那神的百姓听了。
When the people of God heard this,
他们是怎么样理解？
How would they understand this?
当然对于他们来说。
Of course, to them.
那的确是个非常鼓励的话。
Of course, it encourages them.
神要把金和银都能够用来。
God will bring the silver and the gold.
神要是万国的财宝都用来。
And the desire of all nations shall come.
神要使这殿显出更大的荣耀。
And God will bring this glory to even a greater glory.
但是你看一看。
But look around.
在历史里头。
Throughout history.
就是后来他们建造的殿。
Even the temple now.
甚至到后来到我们主耶稣来的时候所看见的那个在西律帮助底下所造的殿。
Even the temple during the Lord's times built by King Herod.
有哪一个殿是极其的荣耀
Now, which temple you can claim it is of great glory?
有哪一个殿
Which temple?
是这样子大于先前的荣耀
That you can lay claim to the glory, the latter glory is greater.
几乎看不见不止这个殿
We cannot see this temple.
你看不见有哪一个殿如此。
We cannot see such a temple.
如果那么大的荣耀。
Such great glory.
是神这样说的。
And God put it this way.
震动万国。
That it will shake the heavens and earth.
财宝都用来而
进。And all the treasures of all the nations shall come.
换一句话说这是神亲自所建的殿。
In other words, this is the temple of God's own hand.
那就为了什么缘故这个殿都还要被拆毁了。
Why then would the temple be destroyed again?
如果那是神这样做的殿
If that is the temple built by God,
就为了什么这缘故你看见今天以色列还要建造第三个殿了
Then why would we see that Israel wants to build the third temple?
很明显你就看见这殿并不是只做那物质所建的殿
Very evidently we see this temple spoken here, it is not a temple made by hand.
是的这句话从外面来看是给神的百姓的一个的激励
Yes, outwardly it is encouragement to the people of God at that time.
但神的话在这里却给我们看见
But the word of God shows us.
神所要得着的殿
This temple God is after.
那是比起所有先前你看见的殿更荣耀的
It is much more grand and glorious than all the temple we can see.
那是他自己早就已经定规要得着的殿
It is a temple which he have willed long ago.
那个殿并不是人手所建造的
That temple is not a temple made by hands.
那个殿那是他的儿子所建造的
That temple is made by his own son.
那个殿是在复活里所建造的。
That temple is made by his resurrection.
那个殿才是达到荣耀永远的荣耀的殿。
And that temple is an ever everlasting glory.
So
we know this is the eternal plan of God. And this is what God is after. God will tabernacle amidst man. It is not any physical man-made structure. But it is a temple made by his own son through his resurrection. So when our Lord faced Jerusalem, and when our Lord saw the temple of that time, and he was zealous as it was burning in his heart. Because he was to deal with all the sin and wickedness. And he was so sad that he said, I have called for thee, Jerusalem, so many times, yet you are not willing. I want you to know of the latter end. And he was consumed. Because he knew this temple will pass. Yet he said to his people,
他告诉他们,
he said to his people, if you destroy this temple,
I
will raise it up in 3 days. Who can understand how can a temple be built so quickly? It took 46 years to build this temple. And the construction is still working. How can you do it in 3 days? Unless it was by the reminder of Holy Spirit to the disciples. When the Lord was risen from the dead,
圣经说,
then it records for us in the Bible, the disciples recalled his words. But the Lord was not speaking to the outward temple, but is speaking of his own body. And we thank God,
神要得着的殿,
the temple which God is
after,
it is a temple that was built by the death and the resurrection of his own son. The temple which God is after, much more glorious than any physical temple.
Unless
we fall to the ground and die, it does not bring forth much fruit, and this is the temple. We can see then what God is after. Not a physical temple. It is not a man-made temple. But he is to gain man. He gained man to be his tabernacle. Because even at the beginning he said, he is not to live in a dwell in a temple made by hands. And Solomon had some inclination of this. Oh, even the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain you, be your habitation. What is this temple I have built for you? This is the dwelling place of your name. Solomon can only lay claim this is where you put your name. And even though all the people built the temple, and from the outward, it is from began with the tabernacle. God does not dwell in the tabernacle. But God says, I tabernacle amongst you, my people. And these people, we can say they are the lowly people. And they're ones that are filled with the flesh. They murmur against God and Moses. How can God would want to dwell among such people? If you want to dwell among such people, oh, if we were dwelling amongst people, we would be angered and to death by them. Moses was doing a great job. If you and I let the 2 million people, we would have been frustrated to death long ago. Would God want to dwell among such people?
但是感谢神
But we thank God.
时候还没有到
Before time came.
所以神只能够住在这个帐幕里头
God can only dwell, make his habitation in the tabernacle.
只能住在这个照着山上样式的帐幕
Only dwell in the tabernacle according to the pattern on the mount.
来借着这一个看得见的帐幕住在了他们中间
Through a physical tabernacle to dwell amongst his people there.
但是神的心
But that is not the desire of God.
神实在要住在人的里面。
God desires to dwell amidst in us.
神要建造的殿。
The temple God is after.
乃是他死而复活的身体，他儿子死而复活的身体。
It is the body of the death and resurrection of his son.
所以今天我们都晓得。
So today we all know.
什么叫做教会
？What is the church?
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会乃是他的灵所充满的所在。
The church is the body of Christ, which his spirit fills all in
all. 教会乃是这位充满万有者的丰满。
The body, the church, is he who fills all.And in all.
我们蒙恩我们生命改变
We have been saved by grace Our life is transformed
我们灵梦了更新
And our spirits are renewed
我们这些人才能够让神的灵住在我们里面
But then, only then, the spirit of God can dwell in us
他才能够与我们同住
Then he can tabernacle with us
所以他在我们身上为着什么做那么多的工作、啊、
And why did he have to do so much work amongst us?
因为他不仅住在你我里面
Because he not only dwells in you and in me
他要叫在你我里面的这位基督
But the Christ that is in you and in me
而是他显出在这个团体的实际里面来
When he is manifested practically in the corporate body
来叫这个团体来荣耀他的自己
And through the corporate body to glorify himself
来叫这个团体能够彰显他自己那个殿的实际
So the corporate body can manifest himself the reality of this temple
只有这样子一个殿
Only such a temple
才是那个荣耀大于先前任何
Only such a temple, the latter glory of such a temple is greater than the former. Because this is a temple built upon his death and his resurrection.
就是因着这个缘故
And because of this,
你才看见主的话说阴间的权势不能够胜过教会
That's why the word of God says the power of hell cannot overcome it.
不是我们这些人有能力
It is not because you and I are able.
不是我们这些人不怕死
It is not that we are not afraid of death.
不是我们这些人面对的逼迫我们不逃避
It is not that we will not escape in the face of persecution.
乃是这位是生是乃是这位复活的主的生命
But it is because of the life of this risen Lord.
他在教会的里头
And he is in his church.
教会就是他身体
And the church is his body.
这是复活生命所建造的
And this is built by his resurrection life.
这是阴间的权势不能胜过的
And the power of hell cannot overpower it.
是因着他先进了死亡里面去
And it's because he went into death.
你是叫他从死里面再出来
And he was risen from death.
他败坏仇敌的一切的权势
And he have destroyed all the power of death.
他已经胜过了死亡
And he is victor over death.
什么能力能够胜过死亡啊
And who is able to overcome death?
只有死而复活的生命
Only the life which entered into death and robbed death of his power.
才能够胜过死亡
Only then you can win over death.
教会是他的身体
And the church is his body.
教会就建造在这一个彼得所承认的这个石头上面
And the body is built upon this rock which was confessed by Peter. 教会
就建造这个经过试验的石头。
And the church is built upon this rock, this tested rock.
这个经过死亡阴间权势出来的石头。
And this rock has entered into death and entered from death. This is built upon such a rock.
就是我们的主。
And this rock is our Lord.
他在他的身上。
And upon him.
他建造他的教会。
He built his own church.
他把生命赏赐给属他的人。
And he has given life to his own.
他要叫所有有他生命的人。
And all those who have his life.
一切肉体经过十字架都对付掉。
All the flesh.Has been dealt with by the cross
来显出他的生命来
to manifest his own life
这个的生命
and only this life
这个在他生命里面的充满他生命的团体
only this corporate body filled with his own life
这个身体
this body
是他的教会
is his church
这个殿
this temple
才是显出比所有世间的殿更荣耀
would be much more glorious than any other temple you can see
但是可惜直到今天
but sadly even until today
你在地上还没有办法看见
we have not yet seen such a temple
虽然有些时候稍微看见一点影儿
sometimes we see a shadow of it
但是那个实际还没有出现。
But the reality is yet to appear.
你稍微好像主带一种门徒上的变化山上面去一样。
It is as if when the Lord brought the disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration.
主在他面前显出了他的荣光来。
And when God manifested His own glory.
那不过是国度的小影啊。
It is only a foretaste, a shadow of the kingdom.
我们就说在这里有些人还没，有人还没有死以前就看见神在他荣耀的国度里面显现。
And the Lord said, some of you before you taste death will see the Son of God appearing in the glory of His kingdom.
但是那不过是过度的小影。
But that's only a small shadow of the kingdom.
他知道有一天我们主再来的时候。
One day when our Lord shall come.
他的荣耀要充满全地。
And His glory will fill the land.
直到主有一天再来的时候。
Until when our Lord returns.
他那真正要得着的国度才出现。
He will gain the kingdom which He's after.
只有等等我们主再来的时候。
And when our Lord returns.
你才能看见殿要出现。
We will see the temple.
也等到他再来的时候。
And when He returns.
你看见说神的帐幕在人间。
We can see the tabernacle of God in the midst of man.
因为一切到那个时候都成了。
Because all is finished at that moment.
我们主所等候的就是这个时间。
And that is the time our Lord is waiting for.
我们主今天在我们身上所做的就是这工作。
And this is the work that the Lord is after in us today.
要把一切拦阻那荣耀的身体显现的东西都除掉。
All the things that hinder the appearance of the glory of that body to rid of it.
要叫他复活生命的荣耀。
So the glory of his risen life.
要叫那一个身体。
In that body.
那一天出现。
Will appear on that day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们在这里。
Today we are here.
我们也懂得一个故事。
We know a story.
我们说我们是神的家。
We say we are the house of God.
我们是同被建造。
And we are all being built together.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神正在我们身上建造。
God is doing his building work on us.
神是何等的忍耐。
And how patient he is.
我们的主心里面是何等的着急啊。
And how anxious he is.
他是巴不得这个殿早就出现。
He is so willing for this temple to
appear. 难道我们主那一天只是对这渔民说的话吗？
Are the words of the Lord only for the remnant of that day?
难道那一天主讲的这话就过去了吗？
Are those words passed on?
我们的主所说的话，
Our word spoken by the Lord.
这个先知所讲的是预言的话。
Oh, spoken by the prophets are prophetic words.
他的话有一天都要成就。
One day they shall be fulfilled.
他的话要等着你我来回应。
His word is awaiting for you and I to respond.
我们要像这些百姓一样。
As the people.
弟兄姊妹们。
My brothers and sisters.
所以你才看见。
So we can see that.
到了哈该书第二章，我们刚才读了一段，我们好像不大明白的话。
We have read all of Haggai chapter 2 and some words we don't seem to understand.
因为在那时候，大力乌王第二年9月24日。
Because there on the 9th, on the day, second year of the ninth month of Darius.
又话的话，临到先知哈该说。
And again, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month.
万军之耶和华如此说。
Saying, thus said of the Lord of hosts.
你向祭司问律法。
And you ask the law of the priest.
若有人用衣襟兜了那一个圣肉。
And if the skirt will touch the holy meat,
这个衣襟就挨着任何一样东西。
And if the garment will touch anything,
喝饼喝汤喝酒喝别的喝油喝别的食物。
Or whether bread, pottage, wine, oil, or any meat,
你请问他这算为圣洁吗？
Shall it be holy?
祭司说不算为圣洁。
And the priest answered and said no.
然后他该说若有人摸了死尸。
Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body,
run away.
Touch any of this.
在挨着这些的物任何一样。
Shall it be unclean?
这算为污秽吗？
Shall it be unclean?
祭司说不算污秽。
And the priest answered and said it shall be unclean.
那为着什么要问这个问题呢？
Now why is this question asked?
是为着应着神的百姓当中不懂律法的吗？
It's because there are people that did not know the law.
是应着他们所做的这个事情他们糊涂了吗？
Because what they have done is it because they have been foolish.
是应着他们都用衣襟兜了圣物然后挨别东西他们不懂得这不算为圣洁吗？
And so if their garment touched something that's unclean, does it become unclean?
当然不是。
Of course not.
当然不是这个原因。
That's not the reason why they ask.
所以当这个祭司回答了。
So when the priest answered.
下面你就看见说。
Then we're able to see.
于是哈该说。
Then answered Haggai.
耶和华说。
And said of the Lord.
这民这国在我面前也是如此。
So is this people and so is this nation before me.
他们所做的他们工作也是如此。
And it is so every work of their hand.
他们在坛上所献的也是如此。
And that which they offer there is unclean.
那换一句话说神所注意的。
In other words, what God pays attention to,
不是这物律法上面外在的事。
It is not the outward appearance of the law.
神借此所指明的。
But what God is pointing to,
乃是你们这些的人啊。
It is you, the people.
所以神说我已经做了事了。
I have already did the work.
你们做了工。
And the work that you have,
你们盼望能够得出五十斗的这个谷。
And you want 50 measures.
你们希望得了五十桶的酒
，and you want 50 measures of the wine，
都只有一半
，but they are all bad。
你们看见这一切，你们得了劳苦了，都得不着
，and all your labor you cannot gain what you are due。
是什么缘故啊
？Why？
是因着我
，because of me。
是什么缘故、啊、
？Why？
是因为你们仍不归向我。
Because you have not yet turned to me.
你们虽然在殿坛上献祭。
And even though you have offered up the offering.
你们虽然在那里做工。
Even though you are working.
但是你们没有分别为圣。
But you have not consecrated yourself to me.
你们没有把自己分别出来。
You did not separate yourself to me.
神所要得着的才是你们呢。
What God is after is the people.
你们不要以为说那个荣耀的殿。
Oh, not to think about the glorious temple.
这是人在那里做的。
It's the man that is building.
你们不要期望说我把万国的财物用来就让你们建造那个宏伟的殿。
Do not think about all the treasures I'll bring to the temple that you can beautify it.
神乃是给他们说你们才是我得着的。
But God is telling the people, you are the ones that I am after.
你们需要归向我。
And you must turn to me.
你们需要看见说我不在乎你们外面做的。
God tells them, I'm not after the outward work.
我要的是你们。
I am after you.
我要的是你们这些人啊。
I am after you, the people.
所以后面神怎么说了
？So what does God say?
当人转向神的时候
，When man turns to God,
神的恩典临到了。
Then the grace of God shall come.
神赐人的福气就显明了。
Then the blessing of God will come.
神的丰富、神的平安就显在那里了。
And the richness and the peace of God will come.
因为赐人
，Because it is God, it is man.
不是外面
，It is not the outward work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
你就看见神要成就的永远的旨意。
When God wants to fulfill his eternal will,
正是我们这些蒙恩蒙召的人啊。
It is for us who are saved by grace who are called.
神在那忍耐等候做工的。
He is waiting for and patience to work.
就是我们这些人心转变了。
It is waiting for our hearts to turn.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是不是以为我们还在那里侍奉
Do we think we are still serving?
我们是不是我们以为说我们还在地坛上面献祭
And we are still offering on the altar.
我们以为说我们已经是属乎神的百姓
Oh, we already belong to God.
我们就以为说我们死了
And we think we have arrived. That's it.
不
No.
神说
God says,
你们仍不归向我。
You have not yet turned to me.
神要的是心。
And God is after our heart.
神要的是我们的心啊。
God wants us, our hearts.
归向他的心。
To give him our hearts.
什么时候能做一切的事情
All the work of our hand.
心却不在神那里。
Yet if our heart is not with him.
那就显明了一切还是我们。
It still manifests, it is us, ourselves.
所以难怪当我们一点点觉得我们不成功的时候我们就气馁
And that's why when we do not succeed we're discouraged
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
神的话
The word of God
乃是对着他的百姓
It is toward his people
他要呼召他们归向他
He is calling his people to him
今天神在这幕后的日子里头
In these last days
神所呼召的我们这些的人
When God is calling us the people
就是归向他
It is to turn to him
弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
工作把我们拉得太远了
Oh, the work has taken us far away.
以为的成功把我们拉得神以外太远了
Oh, success has far further away from God.
我们心里面所盼望成功的事情把我们拉得太远了
Oh, that our hope for the success has drawn us far away from God.
我们虽然在这些事情上面
Even though we are in the midst of the work.
我们心不在神那里啊
But yet our heart is not with him.
所以神不能够做他所要做的
So God is not able to do his own work.
神要的是我们的心啊
And what God is after is our heart.
你们仍不归向我、啊、
You still not yet come to me.
所以神向他的百姓发出呼召
So the Lord is crying to his people.
要的是你们归向我
Come to me.
弟兄姊妹们这才是神要建造的
Brothers and sisters, this is what God is building.
你如果要看见这荣耀的殿的出现
If we want to see the appearance of this glorious temple.
你如果盼望那个比一切过去的殿更大的荣耀的殿出现
If we want to see the latter glory greater than the former.
只有的就是归向神了
Only when we turn to God.
他能
He is able.
他要等着我们
He is waiting for us.
他要做他自己所做的
To do his own work.
亲爱的
My dear brothers and sisters,
这是神的心意。
This is the heart of God.
这是百姓，这些渔民。
This is the people, the remnant.
他们回来要建造神的殿。
They return to build the temple of God.
这个是事实。
That is a fact.
但是现在神给他看见的。
But now God shows them.
你们回来要建造神的殿。
You come to build my temple.
但是神却给你看见着。
But God shows us.
这是我要建造的殿。
This is the temple that I will build.
不是你们建造的殿
It is not a temple that you will build.
那是我要建造的殿
It is the temple that I will build.
我所建造的殿
And the temple which I will build.
才是比一切所有以前的殿更大更荣耀
The latter glory will be greater than the former.
神要的神要做的
What God is after, what he is doing.
就是这一个殿
It is this temple.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
神的旨意终要成就
The will of God must be done.
有一天这个事实终要出现
And one day this fact will appear.
这是巴不得神的灵帮助我们
And may the Spirit of God enable us.
我们心能够转向他
That our hearts will turn to him.
在这一个哈该书里面
In this book of Haggai.
也包括在以斯拉你所看见
And what we have read in Ezra.
你看见神对他百姓说话了
We can see that God spoke to his people.
但是每一次他对他百姓说话
But each time he speaks to his people.
他这就先知总是如此说
And thus said of the prophets.
你要对说撒拉特的儿子所罗巴伯和这个大祭司约书亚这样说
And each time spoken by the prophet, it is said to Zerubbabel and Jeshua.
到了第最后一段的话
And the last words which we have read.
他对撒拉特的儿子所罗巴伯啊到了那日你我必与你为应
Speak to Zerubbabel, on that day I will make you a signet ring.
他一次一次都讲这个话
and again these words are spoken.
你要对撒拉特的儿子所罗巴伯说
You have to say to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel.
在以斯拉记里面说撒巴撒
And it says in Ezra, Shabasa.
那是应准那是巴比伦的名字
Because that is his Babylonian name.
对着神的百姓他那是所罗巴伯
To the people of God, he is called Zerubbabel.
他是撒拉提的儿子
He is Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel.
当然读圣经的人有人认为说他是原来就是比大雅的儿子
And then some other would say that he is the son of Pedaiah.
他应该是撒拉提的儿子
But he ought to be the son of Shealtiel.
但是在历代之下说他是比大雅的儿子
But in 2 Chronicles it is recorded that he is son of Pedaiah
是因着撒拉特的早死了他就把这个比大雅就娶了他的妻子
And because Shealtiel may have died early so he is listed as the son of Pedaiah in the Chronicles
但是照着律法说这个所罗巴伯仍旧是撒拉特的儿子
But according to the law this Zerubbabel is son of Shealtiel
这个是一个岔开去的一个说明
I just go off tangent to explain this.
但是这个所罗巴伯是谁
But who is this Zerubbabel?
我们知道说假如不是国破家亡了
Now if it was not because they lost their nation,
他就可以登上大卫的宝座了
Zerubbabel would be on the throne of David.
因为马太福音第一章的家谱给我们看见
Because in the genealogy of Matthew chapter 1 it shows us.
乃是大卫的后裔
He is the son of David.
他是约雅敬的那个孙子啊。
Now, he is the grandson of Joachim.
所以假如不是因为被掳的缘故
So, because they were in captivity,
他们回来也不是复国
and they did not come to restore the nation.
所以他不能够承继地位
So, he cannot succeed the throne.
然而在巴比伦的国度底下
Nevertheless, under the reign of Babylon,
在波斯伦的打发当中
even amongst the Persians,
他还是能够作为一个省长
he still was appointed the governor.
神借着他作为神百姓的领袖
and God used him to be the leader of the people.
在被掳的人当中一起回来
amongst the captivity he returned.
并且他们他能神能够用着他们作为神百姓的领导
and God used him to be the leader of the people.
所以神对他们说
So God says to them
撒拉提的儿子所罗巴巴
Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel
约撒大的儿子大祭司约书亚
Oh Jeshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest
每一次说话都把他名提出来
And each time is spoken their names are mentioned
虽然这句话是对着神的百姓说的
Even though the word of God is toward the people
但是每一次都对着他们先说
But first spoken to those two
说撒拉提的儿子所罗巴巴
Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel.
约撒大的儿子大祭司约书亚。
Jeshua, the high priest, the son of Joseph.
你们要刚强。
Be strong.
你们要刚强。
Be strong.
然后他说，对神的百姓说，你们也要刚强。
And then to the people, be strong.
是为着什么缘故
？Why?
为什么总是先说到他们两个人
Why is it always Zerubbabel and Jeshua first?
甚至乎对撒拉提的儿子所罗巴伯你是我手中的印啊
yeah, Because speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, you are the signet ring I will make.
我拣选你我的权柄就在你手上
And I have chosen you, your power is in your hand.
因为他们是神所拣选的领袖
Because they are the leaders appointed by God.
也可以说
You can say,
神要得着他的百姓
God is to gain his people.
神要先得着是谁啊
Who is God after first?
神要得着的百姓
God wants the people.
神要先得着就是领袖
But God must gain the leaders first.
假如神的领袖不刚强
If the people, the leaders are not strong.
假如神的领袖软弱
If they are weak.
神的百姓就软弱
Then the people will be weak
假如神的百姓没有听见神的话
If the people did not hear the word of God
神的百姓就没有这个路可走了
The people would not have a way to go
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们、啊、
My dear brothers and sisters
神为着他的百姓、啊、
The sake that God The thought that God has for his people
来兴起他的领做带领的人、啊、
To raise up the leadership
那是帮助他百姓走在神的路上面、啊、
It is in order to help the people on the way
弟兄姊妹神的百姓、啊、
Brothers and sisters The people of God
以圣经的话来形容、啊、
And using the word of the Bible
神常常形容他的百姓是什么
What does God describe his people as
我的羊、啊、
My sheep
先知给我们看见
The prophets show us
神眼中看着遍山都是羊、啊、
See all the sheep along the mountain
以西结书让我们看见
Ezekiel shows us
但是神说牧羊的人在哪里
Where is my shepherds
没有牧羊的人
Where are my shepherds
神的百姓就迷路了
Without the shepherds The lamb go astray
我们都知道说羊是最笨的动物
We know that the sheep is most dumb
如果没有好的牧人呢、啊、
Without a good shepherd,
就迷路了
they will go astray,
就失去了
they will be lost,
就被豺狼吃去了
they will be taken by the wolves.
神为着他的百姓
and for the sake of his people,
他兴起他的仆人来
he rose up his servants,
他兴起做带领的人来
he rose up the leadership.
但是这些做带领的人呢、啊、
now these leaders,
他必须要先于他的百姓
They must first go ahead of the people.
明白神的心意。
To understand the heart of God.
听见神的声音。
To hear the voice of God.
他才能够做他神百姓的带领者。
Then they be the leaders of the people.
所以读圣经你才看见说。
So the Bible tells us.
神为着什么为着他要得着一个带领的人他花那么多功夫去栽培他。
That's why God would use so much effort to to train, to exercise the leaders.
神为着什么要带着摩西来领他的百姓出埃及，花上40年在磨练他？
That God used 40 years to gain Moses to train and exercise him for 40 years to lead the people.
神为着什么的缘故要带着保罗这样子的人，却叫他经历多少的患难？
How did God gain Paul through a long period of time in order for him to be exercised to lead the people?
都为着神的百姓。
It is all for the sake of his people.
都为着他的教会。
For his church.
好叫神的百姓知道路在哪里呀。
So the people will know where the path lies.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你不要以为说做神的百姓的领导是一件容易的事情。
Oh, do not think to be a leader of the people is easy.
今天有多少神的教会。
There are so many churches of God
today. 他们都是你争我夺，就为着要做教会的长老和执事。
Fighting without end to be the elders and deacons of the church.
他们以为说我能够得到这位份就是一个荣耀的事情。
If I gain this position, it will be glorious.
他忘记了有一天神要向他挑战。
But they have forgotten one day they will settle account with God.
他以为人工可以做一切的事。
They thought by man's power I can get it done.
但是神所要的却不是这样子的领袖。
But that is not what God is after.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们需要羡慕为着神的国。
Yes, we must admire wants the kingdom of God.
我们羡慕为着神的家。
Oh yes, we want the house of God.
我们要做一个好的领袖。
But we must be a good leader.
这是我们应有的责任。
And that is our responsibility.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神要得做真正好的领袖。
God wants good leaders.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天有多少真的合乎神心意的人啊？
How many are after God's heart today?
这是神所等候的事情。
This is what God is waiting for.
所以神对他的领袖说话。
So God is saying to his leaders.
就应着所罗巴伯和约书亚。
And speak unto Zerubbabel and Joshua.
他们明白神的心。
They know the heart of God.
他们刚强站立。
Be strong and stand.
神的百姓就有能力抵挡那恶者。
Then we're able to do all things and stand against the evil one.
特别在这幕后的日子。
Especially in these last days before the Lord returns.
你看见仇敌多方多面攻击他的教会。
We see how the enemy attacks the church from all angles.
恐怕有一天正如同所说的。
Just one day as it is spoken.
那一些的所谓的牧人呢、啊、
All the shepherds.
他已经把羊群都丢弃了。
Oh, they have forsaken the sheep.
你要看见说在幕后的日子。
We must see in these last days.
神并非不要得着他的领袖。
God's still after his leaders.
不说神要建立他的基督的身体。
Yes.God would establish the body of Christ.
但是神还是要借助他的所显明的领袖来显明他做头的权柄。
But it is through the leadership to manifest the headship of Christ.
但是祭司的人。
But these people.
神却有话让我们看见说。
The word of God shows us.
你们是否像这些所罗巴伯和这个大祭司？
Are the leaders like Zerubbabel and Joshua?
神说我要以你为应。
That you will be my signet.
神说我拣选你
I've chosen you
你做我的印
To be my signet
你是我手中的代表的权柄
And you are the authority in my hand
这个印一盖上去就是我的命令
And when the signet is cast It is my command.
这是我的印。
And this is my signet.
你就是我的代表。
And you're my representative.
就是我的权柄。
And you're my authority.
但是你是否能够合乎神的心意？
But are we able to be after God's own heart?
正是神为着什么先对他们说。
And that's why God first speaks to them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们真巴不得在这幕后的日子里面。
May it be in these last days.
神的确得着他心意，合乎心意的人。
That God would truly gain those after His own heart.
好叫神的群羊知道路在哪里。
So that the sheep will know where the path is.
好叫神的百姓晓得神的心意。
So that the people of God know the heart of God.
好叫神的儿女们真的能够被建造起来。
So that the children of God will be built.
这才是神的心意。
And this is the heart of God.
他要建造他的殿。
He will build his temple.
就是我要建造我的教会。
The Lord says, I will build my church.
这教会是阴间权势是不能够胜过。
And this church is built upon the rock which the power of hell cannot overcome.
你是彼得。
And you are Peter.
我要建造我的教会。
I will build my church.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
这和彼得有什么关系？
What does this have to do with Peter?
虽然彼得写书信说我们都是活石。
Even though Peter wrote, we are all living stones.
但是我们的主一面说西门巴约拿这不是所书记的只是你的。
But he says, Peter, son of Barjonas, this is not revealed to you by flesh and blood.
这是我的天上的父子是你的。
But it is revealed to you by my Father in heaven.
但是主说你是彼得。
But you are Peter.
你是我所拣选的。
You are my chosen one.
你是我要得着的。
I'm to gain you.
你是要必须要了解的。
And you must understand this.
你必须要听见的。
And you must hear it.
就是我要建造我的教会。
I will build my church.
当他把牧羊的责任告诉他彼得的时候。
And when he has entrusted Peter to shepherd his sheep.
他要叫彼得知道他如何做一个好的牧人。
Peter, this is now you will know to be a good shepherd.
以致彼得能劝勉同作长老的说。
And so Peter exhorts all those who are fellow elders.
他是大牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
我们应该在神的家里面做忠心的牧人。
And we ought to be faithful shepherds in his household.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
神今天到处盼望着。
Today, what God is after all throughout.
在神的教会当中他要寻得的。
In all of his churches he is after.
就是如此合他心意的领袖。
How the leaders would be after his own heart.
以致叫神的教会不致失迷了。
So that the church would not go astray.
不致失去了保护了。
Would not lose its protection.
不致不晓得如何的同被建造。
That we would all be built up together.
他说所罗巴伯。
Zerubbabel.
约书亚
Joshua,
你们要刚强
You must be strong
只有刚强的灵
Only be of strong spirit
才能胜过一切的仇敌的攻击
To overcome all the attacks of the enemy
胜过一切的难处
To overcome all difficulties
求求帮助我们
May the Lord help us
让我们能够真懂得神的心意
That we truly know the heart of God
让我们都能够把自己放在祭坛上面
So we will all place ourselves on the altar
让我们都能够把心归向主
That we will give all our hearts to the Lord.
也让我们都能听见神对我们每一个人的呼呼召。
That we will all hear the calling of God to each and every one of us.
以致他的国早日的降临。
So that his kingdom will quickly come.
他的教会能够早日的被建造。
That his church will be quickly built.
来回应我们的心意。
And to respond our desire.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Lord Jesus.
求主恩待我们
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow in a word of prayer.
主我们满心感谢你
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
我们承认我们这一群的人在你面前何等的亏欠
We confess how much we have come short before thee.
我们何等的软弱
And how weak we are.
我们也是何等的不堪
And how incapable we are.
但是我们感谢我们的主
But we thank thee so much, Lord.
你在创世以前
Even before the foundation of the world, you have chosen us in Christ.
你爱我们
Thou loveth us.
你没有把我们丢弃
Thou did not forsake us.
我们现在这一个大环境的里头
And even in this current situation,
我们实在是剩下的一群人
And we truly are the small remnant.
但愿巴不得为着你的见证
Oh Lord, may it be so.
主啊你在我们这软弱人的身上显出你大能
In such weak vessels that thou will manifest thy might.
好叫我们心能够转向
That our hearts may be turned unto thee.
回应你的要求
And to respond to thy calling.
主啊愿你快来
Lord, quickly come.
奉主耶稣基督
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.